Prince. Good. I finally got your attention. You looked so peaceful as you were daydreaming, but it's getting late. So, I need to get you to your room. The queen already went to bed and said to make sure you are all rested for tomorrow. So, how do you want me to carry you today? No, walking on your own is not an option. You know that you are far too important for that. So, you either ride on my tail, or I pick you up. You have to choose. Now. Oh, that's so mean of you. My tail is very comfy. You're just saying that because you're embarrassed. Whatever, I'll carry you. Oh, you're trying to resist, aren't you? That's cute, but you probably shouldn't struggle too much. Isn't your arm still healing from the last time you tried to resist? You really shouldn't be tempting me like this. Accidents happen so often here. And the queen will be so upset if her goods were damaged again. It's my job to look after you and keep you safe. Please, just let it happen. See, that wasn't so bad. I have no idea why you need to make a scene every night. Huh? The Lamias in the hallway? What about them? Well, of course, they'd laugh at you. That's what you're here for. Did you already forget? Enough about that. Let's get you cleaned up since you've been good. I'll scrub your back with my tail. Gently this time. I promise. I'm really sorry, but you have to admit, it was more gentle than last time. Well, if your back is really that sore, then all the more reason to get in bed. Here, lay down. Don't worry, I'll be right next to you until you fall asleep. Oh, I know. How about I tell you a bedtime story? Don't say that. You're never too old for a bedtime story. I know just the one for you. Once upon a time, there was a wise little prince. His father was so strong, but foolish as a king. He wanted to protect his kingdom and its subjects, no matter the cost. So one day, the king decided to make an example out of a nearby monster den. His son, the wise prince, urged him to reconsider, to remember all the years they coexisted peacefully. But his father would not listen. instead choosing to gather a large squad of knights. And so the king, the prince, and the knights marched towards the den that was filled with poor, innocent Lamias. They launched a cowardly sneak attack and unleashed their full might upon the peaceful den. Do you know what happened then? Well, the peaceful Lamias were left with no choice but to defend themselves. But the king made it easy for them. It turned out he and his knights had no experience with Lamias. They didn't know what they were up against until it was too late. Apparently, it's not common knowledge that they can use magic to alter the strength and length of their tails, even the texture of their scales. So the very desperate monsters used their razor-sharp scales to cut the soldiers in half. They used the points of their hardened tails to pierce through the thick metal armor and shields the knights had equipped. And they used their powerful muscles to finish off their prey, constricting them, completely crushing them, along with their armor, until all that was left looked like a crumpled piece of paper, dripping with red ink. After they finished defending themselves from all the knights, they focused on the king and prince, who they surrounded earlier. Four girls stepped up and flung their tails at the king. They wrapped around his arms and legs and pulled a little until he was hanging off the ground. They kept pulling and pulled some more until... Oh, hey, what's wrong? You're shaking. Is the story not relaxing enough for you? That's weird. It always puts me in a great mood. Just talking about it, I can remember the taste of his crimson rain. But it's far too late to be upset now. This all could have been avoided if you did a better job at convincing your father. But you couldn't, so he paid the price. And you, our queen, didn't even need her tail to knock the sword from your hands. You failed your people. You failed as a prince. The king may be gone, but you were in no position to take his place and lead this kingdom. Despite that, our benevolent queen took pity on you and assumed control of your territory to keep it out of economic chaos. The looks on your leaders' faces when they realized that these giant snake-like monsters living in caves actually knew plenty about economic and political restructuring. In fact, your leaders were so incompetent, we had to resist the urge to eat them and take their positions. We might have if our queen didn't make it clear that the violence would stay on the battlefield. But it's still an option if you don't behave. I said it before, didn't I? Accidents are so common. But despite everything you did wrong, our queen still allows you to spend each day at her side, ruling together. Yes, I'm sure it doesn't seem like you actually control anything, but the people think you do, and that's all that matters. Whether they trust you to return things to normal, or they just want to blame you for their troubles. Either way, keeping you around is the best for everyone. Especially you, since that's all you're good for anymore. It's better than the alternative, don't you think? My people don't ask for much from you. I think we've proven that we're not barbarians. At least not the ones your people thought we were. Just like how you're not the prince we thought you were. I actually admired your determination at first. You were so confident that you would one day rally your people to rebel and take your kingdom back. It was pointless, but also cute. But that was a long time ago. That spark in your eye has been snuffed out and replaced with a powerful longing. I've seen the way you look at me recently. I know just how you feel. The truth is, you come to enjoy our time together. We're not like succubi. We don't emit any pheromones to form an attraction. No, you developed that all on your own. After seeing what we could do, what we enjoy doing to humans. I know you won't admit it, because you think that's when you will truly have lost. That desperate part of you is cute, too. Hey, how does it feel? Knowing that you betray the pride of your kingdom every single night that you listen to me. I already know. It feels good, doesn't it? You've discovered a real guilty pleasure, and you can't get enough. You couldn't care any less what happens to your citizens, do you? That's just an excuse at this point. Even if we had our way with every man, woman, and child in this kingdom, you'd still come crawling back to us. You just don't know what to do without us. Well, don't worry. We'll continue to take care of you. Oh, come now. You can stop crying. I'll do that thing that you like. That's right. Just sit still and let me. Good. Now you're all coiled up and ready for bed. You can't even see anything, can you? You're wrapped up entirely, completely at my mercy. I could squeeze just a little bit and make your sleep a bit more permanent. But you know that I won't. I've also gotten used to your warmth. And replacing it with someone else would be bothersome. Even if the queen decided she didn't need you around, I'd probably keep you by my side. You don't have to worry about anything anymore. Your father, the people, the other Lamias, the future. You can leave it to me. Because right now, all you have to do is sleep. Good night, my friend.